That happens when you're being hunted by a creature in a mask, Rey spat.
Kylo considered her a moment, then reached up and removed the mask.
Rey was stunned. She had expected the face of a monster, twisted and scarred. But nothing about Kylo's face showed the darkness inside him. With his wavy black hair and dark eyes, he looked no different from the young men Rey saw scavenging on Jakku. But when he spoke, Rey was immediately reminded of the power and evil concealed by his ordinary face.
I know you've seen the map. I can take whatever I want.
Then you don't need me to tell you anything, Rey replied.
True.
Kylo Ren accepted her challenge.
He reached out with his mind and began searching Rey's thoughts for the map to Luke Skywalker. Again, Rey tried to clear her mind, but thoughts of her friends kept interrupting.
You've been so lonely, so afraid to leave, he said. At night, desperate to sleep, you'd imagine an ocean. I can see it. I can see the island.
Rey tried to pull away, but Kylo continued.
And Han Solo. He feels like the father you never had.
Get out of my head! Rey shouted.
Rey, you've seen the map. It's in there and I'm going to take it, Kylo said.
I'm not giving you anything!
Kylo reached toward her again.
We'll see.
This time, Rey met his eyes. She pushed back against his probing thoughts, harder and harder until the pain in her head suddenly disappeared. A flash of surprise crossed Kylo's face, and Rey pressed her advantage. She reached out with her mind, entering his thoughts.
You're afraid that you will never be as powerful as Darth Vader!
Rey smiled in triumph. Kylo Ren stepped backward, dropping his hand. He staggered toward the door, clearly rattled by Rey's power. He had just enough awareness to snap Rey's restraints back into place. Then he fled the room.